Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting second. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting third. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ray Pepper. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Alan Strange. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Weaver. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Jim Weaver. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Werber. Batting third. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Moose Salters. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bucky Walters. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Welch. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Johnny Welch. And now, play ball. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Welch fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first, with Welch covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop bunts towards the mound. Weaver fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber takes first base on ball four. Bishop moves to second. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Bishop scores. Werber moves to third. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo has Werber trapped. There's the throw to Hemsley and over to Clift, who tags Werber for the out. Morgan moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Reynolds reaches second base with a double. Morgan scores. Johnson scores. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Bill McAfee now pitching. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Reynolds moves to third. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Reynolds scores. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell takes first base on ball four. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters hits a fly ball into left field. Pepper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Pepper moves to second. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pepper moves to third. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley takes first base on ball four. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pepper scores. Hemsley moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Bill McAfee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAfee hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Solters. McAfee reaches second base with a double. Hemsley scores. Strange goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-1 in the game. Clift strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Bishop hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Bishop reaches second base with a double. Welch moves to third. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a fly ball into left field. Pepper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Welch scores. Bishop moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-1 in the game. Johnson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-1 in the game. West hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-1 in the game. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper is 0-1 in the game. Pepper takes first base on ball 4. Burns moves to second. Rube Wahlberg now pitching. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-1 in the game. Campbell strikes out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-1 in the game. Melillo hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Browns 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moose Solters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Solters is 0-1 in the game. Soltis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Reynolds moves to second. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Farrell bunts in front of the plate. Hemsley fields it and throws to first for the out. Reynolds moves to third. Soltis moves to second. One out. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0-for-1 in the game. Walters takes first base on ball 4. Dusty Cook pinch hits for Rube Wahlberg. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Reynolds scores. Soltis scores. Walters moves to third. It's 7-3, Red Sox. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Bishop hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walters scores. Cook moves to second. It's 8-3, Red Sox. Dick Kaufman now pitching. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Werber hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Werber reaches second base with a double. Cook scores. Bishop moves to third. It's 9-3, Red Sox. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Morgan hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Lefty Grove now pitching. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hemsley takes first base on ball 4. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Strange hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Soltis, who is chasing the ball. Strange reaches third base with a triple. Hemsley goes all the way around to score. It's 9-4, Red Sox. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Strange scores. It's 9-5, Red Sox. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-2 in the game. Clift hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Soltis. Clift reaches second base with a double. Kaufman moves to third. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-2 in the game. West takes first base on ball 4. Hank Johnson now pitching. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Burns takes first base on ball 4. Kaufman scores. Cliff moves to third. West moves to second. It's 9-6, Red Sox. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Pepper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cliff scores. West scores. Burns moves to third. It's 9-8, Red Sox. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-2 in the game. Campbell hits a fly ball into right field. Soltis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Burns scores. One out. It's Browns, 9, Red Sox, 9. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Red Sox 9. the Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Strange settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Reynolds hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Soltis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reynolds moves to second. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Farrell hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Reynolds moves to third. Two outs. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Walters hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kaufman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Red Sox 9. The Browns will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Hemsley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Strange bunts towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Hemsley moves to second. One out. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kaufman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hemsley scores. It's 10-9, Browns. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Clift. The throw from Farrell and he is safe. Clift steals second. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. West hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clift scores. It's 11-9, Browns. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Burns strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 11, and the Red Sox 9. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil pinch hits for Hank Johnson. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Bishop hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Bishop reaches second base with a double. Cecil moves to third. Bump Hadley now pitching. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cecil scores. Bishop moves to third. One out. It's 11-10, Browns. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bishop scores. Two outs. It's Browns, 11, Red Sox, 11. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Soltis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Soltis reaches second base with a double. Johnson scores. Reynolds moves to third. It's 12-11, Red Sox. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Farrell is walked intentionally. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Walters strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Browns 11. The Browns will come to bat. Gordon Rhodes now pitching. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Pepper is called out on strikes. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 3 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Browns 11. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gordon Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes strikes out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 4 for 4 in the game, with two singles and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Bishop is called out on strikes. Two outs. Frank Grubb now catching. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hadley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Browns 11. The Browns will come to bat. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a pop-up towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Strange hits a ball on the ground towards third. Walters fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Browns 11. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got three RBIs. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Strange. Morgan moves to second. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a fly ball towards right. Campbell settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Campbell. Morgan moves to third. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Reynolds hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of West. Reynolds reaches second base with a double. Morgan scores. Johnson moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 13-11, Red Sox. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hadley fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Farrell is walked intentionally. Joe Judge pinch hits for Bucky Walters. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge hits a pop-up towards short. Strange settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gordon Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is 0-for-1 in the game. Rhodes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 13, and the Browns 11. The Browns will come to bat. Freddie Mueller now playing third base. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. West strikes out. 1 out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 13, and the Browns 11. The Red Sox will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 4-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Werber hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hadley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 13, and the Browns 11. The Browns will come to bat. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Pepper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Campbell takes first base on ball 4. Pepper moves to second. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-4 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Werber. Pepper moves to third. Campbell moves to second. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. Grubb takes first base on ball four. Pepper scores. Campbell moves to third. Melillo moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 13-12, Red Sox. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Strange strikes out. One out. Debs Garms pinch hits for Bump Hadley. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 13, and St. Louis Browns, 12. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.